Blog Talk Radio.
I command you to I command you to I command you to I command you to command you to
that's right, come on, y'all. It's time to get this party started. Shut to me, let's go.
DJ, drop the beat.
Drop the beat.
Everybody on the floor.
On the floor.
Now dance for me.
Dance for me.
Move your body.
Move your body.
On my command.
On my command.
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air.
Now work it out.
Now work it out.
I am your ruler. Come with me. Lead you to the place to be. Want you moving next to me. Moving next to me. I command you to the dance floor. I command you to dance for me. I am your emperor. And this is my one command. Everybody to the dance floor. Now,
come on and dance.
I command you. Drop the beat.
Drop the beat.
Everybody on the floor.
On the floor.
Now dance for me.
Dance for me.
Move your body.
Move your body.
On my command.
On my command.
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air.
Now work it out.
Now work it out.
Work it out. This party rocking out. Music jump and turn it out. Leave it all on the floor. Get up off the wall.
Everybody's in place, but I think if you guys call in, I think it'll work out a lot better. You dig?
Yeah, man, I agree, Caesar, man. The one guy that's sitting on the side of me right now, man, he's pacing and stuff, man. I think he's one of our guests, man. So, you know, let's get on with the show, bro.
Okay. Well, check it out, guys. Let me introduce my guest tonight. I have Henry White on the phone. What's up, Henry?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I'm sorry. It's Hen White.
No, man, it's Henny. Henny White is like Hennessy, right, bro?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I'm down with you, dude. I'm a fan.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate the support. What's happening with
y'all? You're probably a fan.
Yeah, sometimes I do, man. I'm just chilling, man. I had a real crazy week this week, man. My dog was running around for a little while, and then all of a sudden he got really lazy, man. So I had to take him to the vet, and then the next thing I know, the vet accused me of feeding him pot.
Well, are you serious,
man? It's crazy, man. He was like all mellowed out and chilling, man. And I was like, whoa, what's going on, Fido? And I took him to the vet, and the vet said, well, I could tell you, he's stoned.
Hey,
you're messing with them brownies.
I believe you, man. You got a lot going on. So, hey, I also have a female on the phone. I have Miss Carolina Nana. What's up, baby, on there? Are you out there?
What's up? It's Carolina. Carolina.
What's up, Carolina? I saw the video, girl. Man,
I think it's going to be me from now on. Everybody, I'm not going to introduce anybody else because I always mess up the names. Hey, that's DJ Black Caesar for you. I always screw up the names, but I knew it was Carolina, man. I don't know what I was thinking about. I think I was listening to my man talking about that pot and stuff, so I think I was somewhere else. But anyway, I'm back now. Carolina, how you doing, baby?
How am I doing?
Looks like you're doing pretty good up your way. I saw the video, really hot video. You really got it going on.
Thank you. I try my best, you know?
Yeah.
Always trying
I like the video, too. I'm sorry, but I like the video, too. You really do got it going on. I mean, I know what he's talking about because you are fine. Hey, but anyway, we're going to talk about that a little later on. I got the artist on the phone. I got Carolina on the phone. And I got Hennessy on the phone. So we're going to get into it with them. But first of all, y'all know how we do it. We're going to go to a song and check out somebody else. Let's see who we got on in our outlines today. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Here's your one. This is, just check it out. Get out right here.
For the OGs. For the BG, trying to be like them.
Start it.
Johnny on the track.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we
came in the game with no lane and it changes these fuck niggas on taking them 10 different ways. They see you just smiling your face.
Smiling your face.
You wanted me up, name and time and replace. I'm smoking the fire, my nigga, you know that it's fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Hope the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to it before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day, he wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing
now
this
the
shit.
Whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started
now.
From the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the
Worldwide Access TV Music and Entertainment Awards Show, Saturday, July 20th, from 8 p.m. until midnight, and the after party from midnight until. It's $10 all night long. That's 3906 Main Street in Moss Point. Performance spots available. And the nominees are Cash Money Vamp from Vamped Out Productions, YHCMG, Shane Jensen, Everett Webb, Janine Chat, DJ Black Caesar, Thomas Ezell, Reggie Williams Jr., Cut Boy G. De Niro, Derek Caples, Baby Boy, Julie Hitson, Raven Gibbs, Aisha Jade, Super Dave, As It Is, Jay-Z 94.5, 93BLX, Jack Frost, Lil Monchi, Standard American Web, Ground Floor Records, ATL Web Radio, Two Slugs, Super Chad, Hoods Connect Music Group, and the list goes on. Hosted by Artist Romero and Miss Hollywood. That's Worldwide Access TV, Music and Awards Show, Saturday, July 20th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you don't have anything going on this weekend, you need to come on out Saturday to Moss Point, Mississippi. It's going to be a hell of a show. It's going to be a red carpet event, guys. At DJ Black Caesar, Everett Webb, we're getting awards. And Asia Jade out there getting awards. So you guys need to come down and support us. We would love to see you there. Hey, also, I got Harold on the phone, and Harold always has something going. He said his dog got into a little trouble this week. He swallowed the whole thing of
I'm going to be honest, man. I finally found out. I talked to my neighbor, Caesar, and we got major issues, bro. I thought you were going to be responsible and walk my dog, but come to find out, my dog got all lazy and stuff, man. You were dog sitting, bro, and,
I noticed
you left, my dog was getting, like, really lazy. I thought he was sick, so I took him to the vet. And the vet accused me of getting him stoned, man. So I think you should pay my vet bill.
Hey, man, I'm sorry, man. I should have had the dog. I forget you keep stuff laying around your house, man. I didn't even look up. When I looked up, it was too late. He'd already swallowed something. But anyway, I got a lot of eight callers. I see you guys with your hands up. Don't think I don't see you guys. I see all your lines out there lit up. I'm going to get to you guys as soon as we start this show. First, we're going to start the show up with my girl, Miss Catalina. What's up, Miss Catalina? Are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? How you doing?
What's up with you, lady? How you doing? You're like a new artist out there, man. I knew you when you were modeling. What's up with that, man? You went from model to a rap artist to a rap superstar. What's going on, man? Talk to me.
Well, you know, every time I'm bored, I'm always looking to do something, but the music is what I really enjoy doing. Like I tell everybody, it's like a therapy, so, like, I can't get enough of it. I'm just having fun with it, and basically that's just how I came about, like, writing. So it just started pretty much about 3 months ago, you know. I was listening to it.
Wow, are you kidding me? You started three months ago. You already come out with a song, like a hit song. We got the song we're going to play for everybody in a little bit. But you got this hit song. You got this video already. how did you come up with a video so quick, man? And it's a good video. I've seen the video like 50 times. I promote the video. With the Red Steel Promotion, we promote that video. So how do you do it? How do you do it coming in as a model? How do you do that? And the artists out there right now, they've been out there for years and years and years and still don't have one dang clue how to get started.
Oh, well, you know what? It's all about hard work. You got to be determined to never give up, you know, because, I mean, I still love to model, but unfortunately the music takes over me completely. So, you know, like I said, you just got to work hard, never stop what you're doing,
right,
and you'll make it regardless, you know, just as long as you keep going.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. Hey, Miss Carolina, I got another question for you that the people don't know. I know they're trying to pick up on your accent and figure out where you're from. So can you let everybody know where you're from and basically what you like, what you got going on right now? Because they don't know you. Some of these people don't know you. Like, I know you. Harold knows you. We checked you out. So we know you. But some of them don't know you. You want to tell the world who you are?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. Well, you know, the name is Carolina. It is actually from my original name, Carolina Jacopalfio. So I am an African origin. I was born in Ghana, which is Accra. I migrated to Montreal, Quebec in 94. So it's been 19 years
okay.
in Canada.
Okay.
So, you know, that's just me. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's about
good
it.
Good story.
Yeah. Pretty
cool. I like Hey, well, look, check it out, man. I got my man Harold the Hippie on the phone. I know he's dying to ask you questions. I see him over there swiveling in his seat right now, dropping his bun all over the place. Hey, Harold, why don't you go ahead and talk to my girl and get to know her so the rest of the world can know her, all right?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a thrill and a pleasure, dude. Hey, my question I have for you is what type of influences did you have as far as female artists and stuff? Who was your biggest inspiration?
You know, I got to start off with Lil' Kim because I always loved Lil' Kim. You know, everybody did growing up as a teen. So, you know, I could say that I was looking up for my girl. And, you know, recently I could say Nicki is hot too. There's a few of them, you know. If I keep listing the names, it's going to take a little while. But I would say as a female artist, I also like Queen Latifah as well. So I like a bit of everything, but who I really, really, really like looked up to was definitely Kim. Yeah.
Ooh.
Kim, you know? Lil' Kim.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
I like both of them.
Too,
I think they're really cool.
Yeah, I like Nicki too. I look I started with Kim.
What about
so
them going back and forth like battling each other? Were you like totally confused, like whose side should I pick? You know, that whole thing that was going on a few years back.
Yeah. With the whole Kim and are you talking about
Nicki
and
Kim? Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Like, what do I think about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, what I mean, if you had to pick out of those two, who would you spend your money on to go see at a concert?
Honestly, to be honest, I can't really pick because Kim is Kim and Nicki is Nicki. You know, so it's like I'll roll with both of them because they got their own little style going on. Although it's similar and everything, I credit each and every one of them for doing them, you know. So Kim did her thing, and Nicki's definitely doing her thing. So for me, it is the hardest thing I could ever put my head across, you know. So, yeah, that's all I got to say, and I'm being dead honest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So now as far as your music career and stuff is concerned, I mean, what do we have to look forward to in the next upcoming months? Are you got any projects you're working on?
Yeah, currently I am finalizing my mixtape. So that's in the making. It should come out very soon. So I hope my fans are listening or don't know about it regardless, and I hope they support. My video is already out for Love Catalina, which you can get it on YouTube. It's also on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter too. You just gotta put Catalina, and I'm on SoundCloud, YouTube, and Twitter, Facebook as well. So, you know, I have a lot of work that's gonna be coming out really soon, and I know, like, even I'm excited just thinking about it, you know, because I know people are definitely gonna be shocked, and they're going to be really pleased with what they're going to be hearing from me.
Nice. What's the name of the mix that you're dropping?
The mixtape is called Explicit World. Explicit World is my world, is my life, it's me. You know, I'm the kind of girl, I never hold anything back. I see exactly what goes through my mind, so it's all about me. You'll hear that through my music. I'm blunt. I just don't care. Like, I say whatever I feel like saying, whatever I feel like doing, it goes, you know? So that's
nice.
What my Explicit World, yeah, that's where it comes from. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I checked out your video, and I think you're a total hottie. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a special someone in your life right now?
I don't have a special someone in my life right now. You know, I'm kind of married to the music at the moment. So, you know.
Carolina, come on, man.
Yeah.
I see somewhere on your Facebook page that you're in a relationship with somebody.
Oh, no, that might have been, that's probably some kind of mistake or something, because so far as I can remember, I ain't no relationship, you know?
Nice.
So, yeah, that's definitely a mistake, trust me.
I guess.
What motivates you to do what you do?
You know, I'm a single mother. I know it might not look like it. You know, I'm doing all this with my kids. I have two kids. I have a one-year-old and a five-year-old, actually. So, you know, they motivated me to do this because as every single mother, you want to do what's best for your kids. You want to keep reaching for your best, you know, just to make sure that your kids will be happy and also successful in the future. So that's pretty much where my motivation comes from.
Nice.
Cool.
Well, you know, me being Harold the Hippie, I want to give a shout-out to all the single mothers out there raising the kids and doing their thing, and also the single fathers out there raising their kids. Y'all keep up the good work, man, because the children are our future.
It is, yeah,
right,
definitely.
Right.
They're the most important thing, so, you know. Yeah. So that's what I got going on, you know, juggling that and juggling the music as well, so...
Carolina, I got to interrupt you 1 second, man. I mean, I got to interrupt you because I need to go to a station break, but I want to ask you a question. I've been knowing you. How long have we been knowing each other?
Couple of years still.
Wow. Hey, dude, I've been knowing this chick for a couple of years, never knew she could rap, never knew she could sing, and all of a sudden she comes out with an album, with a song, and then she comes out with a video, and she's like, oh, Caesar. I want you to check out my video, check out my song, and see if you like it. So I'm like, wow, this girl has a song and a video already? So you really did something that really impressed me, man. It's like you pulled ground from the front of yourself and you came out with something in the back of yourself. And what you came out with the back of yourself, you came out with a finished product, man. Because you got artists out there that I've been knowing in the game for like a long, long, long time. And they still don't have a video yet. But you got a video, you got a song out, you got a really hot song, like the man said. You are a hottie, too. I got to put that in there. You are a hottie.
I see
you kind of like been dieting. You got really, really small, man. I don't even know you anymore. I mean, at first I see this little short girl. She's fine. I like this little short girl here. But then she went on this strict diet and lost all this weight, man. She was already little, but she lost all this weight, man. So then now you look even hotter, though, but you are a hottie, man. You're sweet. Hey, but look, we're going to take a station break right now. Check this cat out right here. Hey, check this cat out right here, guys.
Yo, what up? This is MC Nice, and I'm here with DJ Black Caesar and Friends making it do what it do, baby. That's right, DJ Black Caesar and Friends on every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time with major artist interviews, indie artist interviews, breaking news, and breaking new music. You know what time it is. The rent's due. Pay me nice.
Everyone owes the landlord, so pay up.
Yeah. Hey, Carolina, I got another question for you, dog. So when are you going to be on television, man? Because you're moving so fast. I guess television is your next stop.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man, for sure. I got it all down. I know exactly what I got my boy, Ruby, that's also, like, helping me, just like he's been a sweetheart. You know, I've known you guys for a long time. You're always supporting me, always there for me, you know. But, yeah, that's my next move, actually. I'm really fast with this, so, like, who knows if I drop an album before the end of the year, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm working on the mixtape first, but definitely I'm going to be on TV real soon.
Right.
I'm working my way.
You know what? Me and Earl Hippie, we got stuff going on all the time, man. You might be on TV as soon as you haven't even thought of it. You might be on there like tomorrow or something. But anyway, we got some things planned for you, Catalina. And also, we know where you're located. We know you live up in Canada. You know Canada's just a skip and a hop. We're not even worried about that. So we're going to get you here and do some stuff with you. We got a couple things going on right now. I'm going to start up in January. And I would love for you to come down and participate what we got going in January. Me and Harold Hippie, we got a lot of
store.
Yeah.
I would love to, man. It would be a pleasure, definitely, you know. Got a lot of love for everybody, so that's why I expect to get love back, you know.
Yeah. You just love everybody. Hey, Catalina, you got that song called Love Catalina. Can you tell me about it a little bit?
Yeah, this Love Catalina song, actually, like one of the first songs I wrote. When I heard the Chief Keef Love Sosa, that kind of motivated me to really get off my ass and start rapping. So it's a remix. My is called Love Catalina. Basically, I'm just, you know, introducing myself to the world as a bad, you know, chick, you know, down to earth, to ride or die chick. I do everything. I'm one of those girls that you won't come across often, you know. So, but you know, when you do come across, you definitely keep it. So yeah, I trendset that in my music and all of that. So, look, I just basically introducing Catalina, who she is and what she did. So yeah, pretty much.
Catalina, why don't you give us a world premiere on that song right there, Love Catalina?
For sure. All right, this is Love Catalina. It's a Love Sosa remix, the baddest video that's out there right now, baddest female artist that's out there right now. So I hope y'all stay tuned and always check up on me. All right, this is Love Catalina. Thank you.
Chocolate addiction, explicit world. I know you want that. I got that. Yeah. Niggas talking my ass, damn. All them fake bitches all trash, damn. 1-2-1-2, niggas on my ass like voodoo, and I ain't even know what to do. Shit. Niggas die on cocaine, they call that Catalina. She a one-hit wonder, she gon' keep you coming. If you want some more, nigga, you gon' overdose. I did do it for my poker, bitches, they ain't on me. Cause I'm gon' keep you coming, they just one-hit wonder. Them bitches adore, call me the explorer. I'm gon' need my backpack, in case I need to clap down. Yeah. In case I need to clap there. Yeah, I make that dope. My pussy always control. I'm that cocaine, that Catalina. All the dope boys wanna blow me. Big ass rockin' that Prada. 360 dunk on your banana. I got gold mines in my vagina. Yeah, I fuck the sneakers like karma. I'm limited like the Rolls Royce. I'm the baddest bus first choice. I'm better than your own girl. Nigga, stop messing around with them birds. I chose to be your chauffeur. Straight care, Rajan Rover. Why waste your time, then beats the crack, nigga, you already hook on this blow. Why waste your time, then beats the crack, nigga, you already hook on this blow. Yeah, and that's the truth. Niggas die on cocaine, they call that Catalina. She a one-hit wonder, she gon' keep you coming. If you want some more, nigga, you gon' overdose. I did do it for my poker, bitches, they ain't on me. Cause I'm gon' keep you coming. They just one-hit wonder, them bitches adore. Call me the explorer, I'm gon' need my backpack. In case I need to clap down, yeah. In case I need to clap down. I'm booking hoods like a pro. They love me for sure. I play with it, I rock with it. They call me for more. I smoke with niggas like Kush. I smoke until the head busts. I'm rolling him, I'm baking him. I'm tasting till my head rush. You wanna explore and taste my sweet. Nigga, I hope you ain't get weak. I'll have you cashing in while I'm standing out. You'll beg to get a sneak peek. Niggas wanna keep me on the low. It won't be long before I blow. Some bitches are faking this. I'm hating me, they just mad I took over the show. Yeah. bitches mad I took over the show. Yeah, and that's the truth. Niggas die on cocaine, they call that Catalina. She hit one, hit one, so she gon' keep you coming. If you want some more, nigga, you gon' overdose. I did do it for my poker. Bitches, they ain't on me, cause I'm gon' keep you coming. They just one, hit one, so them bitches adore. Call me the explorer. I'm gon' need my backpack in case I need to clap down. Yeah. In case I need to clap now, huh?
XYZ Productions.
Chocolate addiction, explicit world.
Wow. I hope you guys like that because I see the phone lines are lit up out there, man. Let me take some of these questions, Callie. We got a lot of people out there. I don't know if they have questions for you, but I see a lot of people out there. They got their lights.
No problem.
Okay. 6, 7, 8. Your mic is open. You got a question? Would you like to say something to Carolina?
Yo.
6, 7, 8. Yeah, 6, 7, 8. Go ahead and talk, brother.
Yeah.
Yo, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 2. You're on.
Yo, wait, what's good with it?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Yeah, you know we all in, baby. This is the king, you know what I'm saying? We bound by law, AWMG Multimedia off in this bitch with Henny White, as you all know.
Oh, what's going on, king? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, everything on
the way. Hey there.
Everything on the hey, what's going on, Catalina? How are you, dog?
Catalina said, hey there. Wow.
Hey, dear.
You heard that song by Catalina. What you think about it, man?
Man, that's all right there. You know what I'm saying? That's a new flavor to the game right now. Ain't nobody doing that, you dig?
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
That's all right.
Hey, King, stand by. Stand by there. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Hold on one second. Let me open up another line. 804, your mic is open. Would you like to make a comment or ask a question?
Sure.
804-873.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hello? Can you hear me? I'm good.
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. What's your name, caller?
This is Lonnie.
Lonnie. What's up, Lonnie?
Hi, I'm good.
Where you calling from,
lovely
Lonnie?
Lovely name. Calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, well, going to Richmond. What's going on up there?
Nothing really. Just working.
Well, I know you heard the song by Catalina because I saw your hand up like in the beginning of the show. So, what'd you think about that song right there?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Getting some love. I'm loving that. Yeah. I do want to shout out.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to your show, of course, DJ Black Season Friends Show, Harold the Hippie from
cool.
The nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
All right, dude. Thank you, Lonnie. That's great, man. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you. And, of course, you know I'm trying to get on the show so I can get an interview with you guys.
Well,
all right, Lonnie. That sounds great. Now, you're a musician, an artist?
Yes, I'm an upcoming R&B artist.
Cool. It sounds great. We'd love to interview and listen to some of your stuff, and hopefully DJ Black Caesar and the friends, we can put you on the show and interview you.
Sure. Well, you can follow me on Twitter also to check out my music. My Twitter name is @SingerLonnie, SingerLani.
Okay.
Nice. Thanks, Lonnie, for calling in, and we're going to get your information, and we'll definitely see what we can do for you.
Thank you. That sounds good.
All right, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lonnie. You be safe. Bless you.
Hey, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Can you give your Twitter information one more time? Make sure it's pretty slow because, you know, I'm kind of retarded, all right?
right now, Caesar.
It's okay. It's S-I-N-G-E-R.
S-I-N-R.
G. Hold on. S-I-N. Yeah, G-E-R.
G-E-R.
L-A-S-I.
L-A-S-I?
L-A-N-I.
L-A-N-I. Okay, I got you, Lonnie. Cool, cool, cool. Are you on Facebook?
No.
Okay. Too good for Facebook. I got you, sister. I got you. Yeah, I'm going to get it. We're going to get over to you. I'm going to follow you, Lonnie. Make sure you follow me back. I'm going to send some stuff to you. I'm going to send you my email address so you can send us some music, man, because we'd like to check you out. And if you're a friend of Harold with Hippies, a friend of mine, man. That's where we get down over here at DJ Black Season Friends Show. We're all friends over here.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Lonnie, and we'll talk to you later, darling. But you be on standby. Stay around, all right? Stick around for the rest of the show. I got Hennessy coming on in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's open up another phone call. Oh, wow, this is my neck in the woods. 662-364. What's up, caller?
What's happening, DJ Black Seas?
Hey, that name sounds familiar. Hold on. Don't say the name. Don't say the name. That's my boy, Dangero, eh?
Yes, sir. Dangero checking in, man. Just want to definitely give a big shout out.
What's going on, Dangero? What's going on with you, brother?
Not much, man. Just still working hard at it. Definitely had to tune into the show tonight because I know you're doing big things. And definitely want to give a big shout out to you, man, for being the new president of Black Smoke Distribution, man. Big dog salute.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, brother. Hey, guys, you know what? This man right here is one of the hardest working artists I've ever seen in my life, for real, for real. This dude lives right down the road from me. So he's like a neighbor, man. So this guy is always on top of his stuff, always on point, guys. And he's been on this show several times, but we're going to have him back again because this guy's the truth, man. Hey, Dangero, man. I can't get the names out, man. What's going on with me? Hey, man, you know I had scopes. I had scopes, everybody. For people that don't know out there, they're laughing at me like I'm a retard for real. I've had scopes. You guys got to bear with me. But check it out. My guy, Dangero, he has real good music. Hey, Dangero, you want to give him your Twitter information, man? Tell him your Facebook page?
Yeah, I definitely do that, man. Hit me up on Twitter right now. I'm online at HBE Gang. That's capital HBEGANG. Follow me now. I'll follow you back, definitely. Hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up on Facebook. You get Dangero. Henry, Matt Dangero. Henry, HBE. Definitely HBE Gang, man. Fuck with me, man. You already know who it is.
Hey, Dangero, thanks a lot for calling in, my brother. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the salute, brother. I appreciate everything you do, man.
No problem, man. I know you're finna take off, and you're already taking off, so who's going to be, man?
Thanks a lot, baby. I appreciate it, man. Hey, Dangero, thanks a lot. If you want to stick around, brother. We'll talk to you later on, all right?
All right, same folks.
Hey, right. Man, hey, I got a question for him. Is he already off the line?
Yeah, I'll put him back on. I'll put him back on the line right now.
Yeah,
he's back on. He's back on. What's up? What's the question you got for him, Harold?
I wanted to see if we can help promote him as well, you know, since he's calling in and doing a lot of stuff for us, man. I need one of those T-shirts that they got, bro. And I think that Willie and yourself would like them also, man. The Black Smoke has a lot of energy.
Yeah. Hey, this dude right here, he's not with Black Smoke, man. This guy is an independent artist. Maybe he wants to get with Black Smoke. He's not one of the artists already, but if he is, maybe I'll be interested in listening to his music and get the distribution for this cat right here because I've been knowing him forever. So, my man thought
nice.
He was working with Black Smoke while he's saying that, but I told him you're not with
Black Smoke, man. I guess he was just giving you a shout out for your new position.
Right. He was supposed to be being the president of Black Smoke.
Put the ass on the.
Hey, Dangero.
Yes,
hey,
Dangero,
tell them who you're with, man.
You know, I mess with Black Caesar Rebel, man, but definitely, man, I am HBE Gang, man. Definitely, man. I'm jumped out of Mississippi, and so we here, man. Definitely.
Nice, man.
Right,
did Caesar tell you what we have going on in 2014?
No, but you can, since you're already talking. You can go ahead and tell him now, Harold. What's up?
So,
2014, the Bullying Awareness Foundation is coming to Mississippi to do a music festival, a three-day festival there in Vernon, Mississippi, man. So we definitely want everybody to submit videos and music to DJ Black Caesar's address. We're getting ready to do it really big in that town.
Hey, that's Verona, Mississippi, brother. Verona, not Vernon. I don't know where Vernon is up there by here. That's in Washington somewhere.
You know what I meant, bro. I'm glad that you corrected me, man. I'm a little bit dazed and confused right now, man. So you know how it goes.
Say, we ain't get you back here, bro. That's all it is. But, hey, Dangero, what we're doing is we're going to be doing right down here at the Ag Center in Verona. You know where the Ag Center is at, right?
Yeah, I know Verona. Definitely.
Right, we're going to be doing something right there, man. They told us that it seats like 10,000 people, so I think we're going to do something inside. We might do something outside, too. I'm thinking about bringing the fair there also, man. It's going to be a barbecue-off and a chili cook-off, man. So we're going to have a lot of fun for 3 days, man. Oh, and you were one of the people I was going to get in touch with, so you can come down, get your people together in Columbus, tell them we got something coming here the second week of January, and what I'll do is I'll get back in touch with you so we can talk again, all right?
No problem, man. We'll definitely make that trip for you, man. Definitely will.
I already know, bro. I already know, man. Hey, Dangero, thanks a lot, brother. I'm gonna put you on timeout right quick, brother. And I'm gonna take one more caller, and then we got to get on with the show. Okay, folks. I'm gonna take. Let me see who was here first. Okay, I got you.
A lot of work to do,
man. Yeah. 252-252-286. Your phone line is open. Your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Yo, what it do? This your boy Ace Bizzle from Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Doing dope things.
What's
I just want to give a shout out to my homeboy Henny White. You know what I'm saying? He out there in Georgia doing dope things. You know what I'm saying? Much respect to the movement.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
know, that's so what's up. Ace Bizzle
was in and on. Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks
for calling
in, Ryan. Yeah, that's what's up, 252 in the building, North Carolina. What's happening, ATL, homie? What's good, man? I appreciate the call, brother, for real.
Yeah, man, y'all already know what it is. I got to support you, man. I see you out here doing dope things, making power moves, bro. It's all love.
That's what's good, bro. We're going to link up, man. You know I'm in your city soon, homie.
Already, man. Y'all boys keep doing dope things, and much respect, man. The music is dope. Keep doing it, man. Number love, man.
All right, home in peace, bro. I'm going to get with you.
All right, bro. Peace.
Hey, thanks, Cole. We appreciate you calling in, my man. Thanks, bro.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, guys. Hey, callers, I see you out there with your hands up. Don't worry about it. I'm going to pick on you guys as soon as we come back from another we're going to talk to Carolina for a second because she doesn't have much time, so I want to give her a chance to give out her social networks, give out her websites. Talk to them, Carolina. Tell them what you got going on, baby.
All right, well, for sure, y'all can check me out on YouTube. The video is already out for Love Carolina. You just type in Carolina on the search bar, and it will give you all my videos and songs that I have there.
Hey,
Carolina,
can you spell that for them? Because I'm kind of confused over here right now myself, so I know they're confused. Can you spell Carolina for them?
All right. Yeah, Carolina is capital K-A-R-O-L-I. And then the NA is completely separate, which is another capital N and then AA. So it's Carolina, but when you pronounce it, it sounds like it's together, but it's not. It's separated. Okay. So, yeah.
Cool.
I hope you got it. You can find me on SoundCloud. You can download my songs on SoundCloud as well, Reverb Nation as well. You can find me on Facebook as well. But, yeah, you know, if you want to see my sexy video, yeah, make sure you go on YouTube. And I'm definitely going to have a lot more things going on. I got my other single, which is called Dolly Addiction. The video will be coming soon. So you can actually listen to the song on SoundCloud and YouTube as well. So I'm working on my mixtape. It's going to be coming first thing in August. So I hope y'all also look out for that. It's going to be really dope. I got a lot of flavor. There's so many varieties in my music and what I'm going to be pushing out. So you'll never get bored. So I hope you guys, you know, follow me on Twitter and you know, check out my song on on YouTube and SoundCloud. If you want to get closer personal with me, you know, I'm on Facebook, so that would be the best way to get in contact with me if you have any questions for me or, you know, if you just want to show me some love, period. And, you know, that's what's up. You know, I also want to thank you, Caesar, for giving me this chance. You know, I appreciate the love and everything that you're sending my way. All
right? Right. No problem, doll. No problem. We got you, man. You know I support you.
Oh, I forgot to say, you know, if anybody wants to book, you know, you need like a hot verse or some, I don't know, like whatever it is you need from me, just holler at me at Book Carolina. That is B-O-O-K Carolina, K-A-R-O-L-I-N-A, just one A, at gmail.com. So you can send me a direct message there, whatever it is you need from me, and we could definitely talk.
Thanks, Carolina. Hey, Carolina, I got one more caller on the line. They might want to say something to you. 903,
hey,
your phone line is open.
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody tonight?
Hey. Everybody's good. Hope you're good as well.
Oh, I think you are so talented. You have a wonderful voice. Your style is different and unique, and I think it's just lovely. And by the way, this is Cena Love.
Hey.
How are you? Hi,
wow.
DJ Black Caesar. How are you? Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Hey, you got a nice voice, doll.
Yeah.
Wow. You sound like radio. You like your radio ready.
I think I am ready already.
Hey,
are y'all hiring? Hello?
You know what? Why don't you do this, doll? Why don't you send me your information to, you got a pen so you can write down this information around? I'm going to give you real quick.
Why don't you just shoot it to me in my email? That's the best way I can do that. That way I make sure I got everything right.
Are we friends on Facebook?
I just talked to you. I was texting you on Facebook and
are you John Rue? Are you John?
I'm Cena. Cena Love. SINALUV.
Oh yeah. Hey, Miss Cena.
Yeah. You remember me?
I know who you are now, man.
Of course you do. I hope you do. Hello.
I got a question for you, doll. Now, you are married, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, tell everybody who you're married to. And then they might know him.
Okay. I am married to one of the original founding members of the 70s group band called Slave. He actually sings lead on Slide. I don't know if you remember Slide, but I'm sure you do.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Well, ma'am, I didn't know who you were, man. I'm sorry.
No, I've been meaning to call in, and I'm not trying to take over the show. Catalina, I think you're just a wonderful, beautiful.
You're good.
Thank you, girl. Stay blessed.
It is so unique. I love it. I really do. I love it. I appreciate
you.
Your talent.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it, man.
Yes. You're welcome, honey.
You're
surely welcome.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Man, we thank you for calling into the show tonight, man. We really do, man.
I'm ready to do my interview. Hello.
Well, hey, you know,
whenever you're ready, baby, I'm ready.
Hey, lady, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to be next on the call. So I'm going to give you a call, like, probably tomorrow. I'll get up with you tomorrow, and we'll talk tomorrow, all right?
That sounds good. And I also wanted to, if I could, everybody that called in, you know, I know I'm new to the station and everything like that, and I would like to collab if we could, you know, just exchange numbers or info. It's kind of hard to understand over the phone, like the email addresses and all that stuff, Facebook.
Right.
And I was just going to suggest, and I know that we're live, but it would be better maybe if you could post it on your page. You know, you could get the information from the artist, and then you could post it on the
page. When the show is over, I always post up stuff when the show is over.
That's my bad, because, like I said, this is my first time tuning in, so I had no idea. Well, that's good. I'm
going to
get off this phone, honey, and I appreciate everything that all the DJs out here are doing. supporting us artists, and we really do appreciate it because we do need it, and we need to back each other 100% in everything we do, and that's really what we need to do as a people, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But,
yes, ma'am.
God bless you guys, and I'm so happy that I was able to call in, and you took my call. I've been waiting. Okay, love, peace, and happiness, baby.
All right, thank you, girls.
Okay. All right, baby. Okay.
All right. We got one more caller I want to take. 832, your mic is open. You can talk now.
What's good?
I know that voice out there. That's my man, Kim. What's up, Kim?
Yes, sir. What's good with you? Just wanted to drop in. I've been listening
in. Black Smoke CEO.
What's good?
This is the man right here on the hour. Making everything happen for everybody out there looking for a job, looking to get on with Black Smoke Music. All you got to do is send them a resume, send them something you got going on, guys. This man will talk to you, get you a job, A&R job, get you whatever job you're looking for, guys. He will hook you up with it, man. This is the man of the hour right here. Hey, dude, I'm proud to know you, brother, and thank you for the position you gave me today, brother. I appreciate the phone call. This man called me up out of the blue and said, hey, you know what, DJ Black Caesar, I want to make you president of distribution. I was like, yeah. I got about maybe 40 people already been online thanking me for it. I thank all you guys out there and thank me for everything I do, guys. I really appreciate it. Now, also, I got my man King on the phone. I got King Rock John on the phone. This guy is impatient, man. He's, like, going crazy over there. He's like, man, I got my guy on the phone. I got my guy waiting back for an interview. Hey, King, we're going to be with you in just about maybe two more minutes. Just stand back for two more minutes, brother. You got you coming off. Man, I got something else to say to Catalina. Catalina, I thank you for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate it. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight, Catalina. We appreciate everything you do. Keep doing your hot music. Keep sending it to me, and we'll get you on the radio, doll, because I don't just deal with one radio station. My man, Kev, he has a radio station also that he's about to come up with, and guess what? I will be running that station myself. Not only the president of distribution, but I'll be running my own radio station over there with my man, Kev. So it's going to be really, really fun to work with Kenneth this year, man. And I'm going to get in touch with everybody out there. I'm going to hook everybody up that's actually good. I'll be hooking you guys up. And Hennessy, I'll tell you what, Hennessy, you're going to be one of those guys. So you ain't got to worry about nothing, brother. So, hey, guys, check it out. We're going to get to this next interview with my man, Hennessy. So, Hennessy, you're up next. What's up, Catalina? We'll talk to you later, doll. Thanks for – hey, but still stand back. Stand back for the rest of this interview. If you can't make it, if you got to go, I know you got to go, doll, because you told me you got to go to the shop tonight. You got to get in the studio tonight. I already know what's up, baby.
Yeah.
I got you, all right?
Yeah.
wonderful, Catalina. We appreciate you coming through tonight, man.
Yeah, I thank you so much. Shout out to Caesar. Shout out to Rudolph. Shout out to Yao Music. He makes all my beats. Shout out to MTL, to – you know, everybody, all my fans, Montreal, Canada, U.S., everywhere, international, you know. I got a lot of love for everybody, and I just hope y'all just keep supporting, all right? A lot of love for all of y'all, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too, dog. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight. You be on standby. Go do what you got to do, man. When you get out of here, I know you got to go. So you already told me you had to go.
All right, Papi Caesar. I'm going to talk to you later, all right? Thank you for the love.
Hey, dog. We'll talk to you later.
Take care,
Thank
Harold.
Okay.
You know, a lot of love for you, too.
Bless you. Be safe.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Now we got my man Hennessy White coming up right now. Henny White, what's up, baby? Where you at, man?
What's happening with you, man? Yeah. First of all, I just want to clarify, it's not Hennessy, homie. It's Henny White.
That's what I thought it was, but when the man...
You didn't know your name, man.
Did you not hear that man calling you Hennessy? That's why we're talking about drinking.
I know, but Caesar, the thing is, you got into my stash, you got my dog all messed up, and now you can't even get the name right, bro. What's going on?
Wow. Well, you know what? You know your name. As long as you know your name and the world knows your name, DJ Black Caesar will have to know your name. So basically, you're out there now. What's your name again, brother?
It's Henny White, H-E-N-N-Y-W-H-Y-T-E.
You rappers got some uncommon names, man. Why can't you come up with a name like DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, man, Henny White is a brand, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to come up with very, very selective when you're doing what you're doing and getting your marketing together. Henny White's a brand, man.
Well, Henny White's the brand. tell me a little about yourself. Tell the world a little bit about yourself, man, because they want to know what's going on with you, man.
Hey, first of all, man, shouts out to everybody that's calling in, man. I know there's a lot of people on hold waiting, trying to get through. I want to shout out to everybody calling in to support me. Shouts out to North Carolina, man, H-Bizzle, 323. But, yeah, man, Henny White, you know what time it is, Northside representative, Northside ATL, right here, nestled in Atlanta, making good music. What a World album. It's out. iTunes, working on a lot of feature projects right now. Just keep a lot of stuff going, man. I'm an active artist in the community right now. You know what I'm saying? Active businessman. Make the music, behind the music, push the music, book the music. You know what I'm saying? All around entrepreneur when it comes to the hip-hop, when it comes to making music, and when it comes to sitting down at a desk and cutting checks.
Wow. Hey, I did some research on you, bro. I see you've been doing a lot out there. I see you're a businessman, too, man. I just want to acknowledge that. And I also want to acknowledge that, hey, man, I salute you, brother. You got a lot going on. You sound really, really good, man. I checked out some of your music, man. I checked out your stuff you got going on YouTube. So you're a hot artist, brother. I just want to let you know that right up front. And also, I would like for you, because we do have a lot of people online, man. I'm just going to let you know. We got people in queue, and you got a lot of people with their hands up want to ask questions or make a comment. So I'm going to get to that in a minute. But what I'd like to ask you is, now, I know you've been doing music for a while, but how long have you been doing it? How long have you been out there in the game working your music?
I say as far as, like, truly working the industry, man, I've been doing it since about January 2011. But I've been making music for 15 years, you know what I'm saying, as far as actually, you know, dabbling around, getting out, doing some club shows here and there. You know, my track record goes back 15 years when it comes to that. But as far as actually being in the industry, doing work, you know, 2011 was my entry to the game.
Okay.
Nice.
Hey, Harold, I know you got questions for him, man. Go ahead, Harold. Go ahead and take it away, man.
Let me ask you a question since we keep bringing up your name and messing up the name and stuff. Where did you come up with the idea of that name?
Yeah, basically, I'm going to cap it over real short. You know, I used to go by the name of BDZ. You know, when we sat down, like, back in 2011, started getting the business straight, you know, we found that BDZ was already a trademark name, so we put the heads together. Yeah, I have drank Hennessy, do drink Hennessy a lot. A lot of my homeboys called me Henny White. And collectively as a team, we developed the name Henny White, you know, to push a brand. You know, Henny White so much more than just an artist. You know, Henny White captures everything from clothing to record label, multimedia company. You know, Henny White's a brand. It's not just an artist name, you know. So that's me. I'm a walking brand, man. We developed the brand as a team.
Nice, man. Now, what artists have inspired you to this day?
I've always been a real big supporter of Nas. You know, Nas, I can definitely say Tupac was a huge influence growing up, listening to a lot of Tupac, getting into it. But really, man, any artist inspires me that's got the capability of getting in the studio, creating music, this stories and stuff that people can listen to and relate to and not just making trendy music. So I'm inspired every day by new artists.
Good answer, man. Really good answer, man. Now, what CDs do you have coming out? You working on some projects?
Yeah, I've actually got I got an album out right now, Henny White, What Up World. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of good tracks on it. Got Trillville on it. A couple other features on it. My partner Jelly Roll from out in Tennessee. Jelly Roll's on the album with me. But it's available on iTunes. It's available on my website. Any digital distribution download site. You just Google Henny White and you will find everything that you want to know about buying my music. But currently we're working on a lot of features. We're doing a lot of national features right now. I got a few international features that we just locked down. Working with a lot of mainstream artists and really just spreading the brand out. We definitely going to be putting some more projects out within the next 3 months. But for me, I'm the type of cat that every day is a new project, from doing shows with different artists, helping other artists put shows together, putting new music out. You know, in the next 3 months, I'm sure you'll see 2 to 3 mixtapes from me, as well as more than 25 mixtapes that I'll be featured on. I mean, that's just we're putting a lot of work in right now.
Nice. Are you signed right now to an independent record label?
Got a distribution deal, TMG. Got a distribution deal, Tate Music Group right now, distribution and marketing deal. Outside of that, you know, looking, you know what I'm saying, if the check's right, you know, I'll sign a deal, but we're doing a lot of things independently, and we're making some good money independently, and, and making some moves. You know, HWMG Multimedia is a company that I founded in 2011, and you can look it up, www.hwmgmultimedia.com. And basically, you know, we do everything from flyers, graphics, web design, banners, club promotions, booking, the whole nine. So really, I'm signed to myself right now, just waiting for the big check to come through.
Okay, well, I got a question for you, brother. I got a question for you real quick, man. I know that Harold's talking to you, but I got a real quick question. Have you did any major collabos with anybody out there that we might know?
Yeah, I mean, if you're familiar with the
group. I know you said you did some stuff with Jelly Roll, but is anybody else out there? Because a lot of these people don't know
Jelly Roll. Yeah, Jelly Roll, Trillville. Work with the group Trillville, L.A., from Trillville.
Okay.
Also, Bubba Sparks, Pastor Troy.
Okay, you work with Bubba Sparks? I know those cats. Okay.
Yeah, outside of that, I mean, I'm working with a lot of up-and-coming artists, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Grussel Gang, Rose Royce, Rizzy, Lil Scrappy, the whole Grussel Gang. You know, getting some work in with these cats. Shouts out to DJ Smalls. You know, getting some work in with DJ Smalls. You know what I'm saying? Just really collabing with a lot of folks. But as far as people that I worked with in the last 3 months, you know, I can name anybody from Roscoe Dash, Little Scrappy, Trillville, Travis Porter. The list goes on and on. You know, we definitely, if you look back through my credentials in the last year, I've worked with damn near every artist that's hot in the South right now.
Wow. Hey, have you ever did any work with 3-6 Mafia or Project Pat or Yo Gotti?
Nah, actually I haven't, but we do got a show coming up at Wild Bill's with Lord Infamous, Party, Frazier Boy, all of them from the 3-6 camp. So, yeah, we definitely getting some work in them. Shouts out to my homeboy, Partee.
Cool. Well, hey, brother, check it out, man. I know you guys know how the show works, but I let all women go first. Basically, the women go first on the show. If I have any females on the show, they go first. And, Henny, man, I tell you what, man, I know you're a good artist. I know you're somebody out there that's probably known in the game that we should have probably had you up to bed. But the thing is, we let women go first in the show, brother, so I just want you to know that. So it's no disrespect to you or your gang out there. But, you know, you guys are doing it. You're doing it, man. You got about 10,000 people listening to you right now, brother. But I can't really see everybody. Like, our stats don't come to us, like, for, like, 2 hours after. No, I'm sorry. 24 hours after the show. So I can't really see everybody who's tuned in right now. But I can tell you right now, we got at least 10,000 people involved right now with the show. So I'll get to you and let you know who else is involved. Because we usually have, like, Harold, how many people we usually have, Harold?
I would say over 75,000, bro, easily.
They're coming in all the way from
East Coast to West Coast to West Coast to East Coast and going down south and uptown and everywhere.
Right. And the reason why is because I got good people to work with. Like, right now, Willie's not here. Willie called me up and told me he couldn't make it, so, you know, it's the second time he's not here, so we're probably going to fire him next week. Me and Harold, we're probably going to do the show ourselves. But anyway, I don't like people that really don't, you know, do what they got to do, man. But we really like to support the artists, man. So we're going to be playing your song in a minute, man. You're going to introduce that song for us with a world premiere. We'll play that song. But first of all, you got some people on the phone lines. Let me take some of these callers real quick.
Yeah, hey, Caesar, real quick, I just want to say one thing, man. I want to say shouts out to all your listeners. I appreciate everybody tuning in to your show and taking the time to listen to everything we're doing. And most importantly, regardless of the weight, regardless of anything, shouts out to you, DJ Black Caesar, and I appreciate y'all having me on your show.
Oh, yeah, man, most definitely. We appreciate you coming, man. We appreciate that. Oh, wait a minute. I see somebody in queue that's supposed to be here. So hold on for a second, guys. Hey, Willie, what are you doing with?
You goddamn son of a bitch. What the hell you mean you gonna fire me, goddammit?
Hey, you know what, Willie? We've been waiting on you for, like, 2 weeks. We've been waiting on you. What are you being, Willie?
I've been in jail, Caesar. I've been in jail, and I've been down in Florida doing some goddamn gator hunting.
You've been in jail?
Wow, man. Hey, better late than never, bro.
Hippie, don't tell that guy that, man. Don't tell him better late than never. Because if you tell him that, he might not ever be here. He might just say, oh, forget it.
Freezer.
I won't come back again.
I'm going to tell you something, Freezer. I'm kind of pissed off right now, so don't you better get on the goddamn nerves, not tonight.
I got you, Harold. I got you, Willie. Hey, man, I'm glad you showed up, Willie, because we're going to fire you next week, Willie. You're going to be fired. You're going to be a fire brother next week.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. You talking about fire me, I got a goddamn present for you, wrapped up for you in the freezer. I got some gas for you.
Oh, wow. This dude got a present for me in the freezer? Oh, wait, Willie. I take it back, man. We're going to fire you. I was going to talk to you and see what your man was at, brother. Because my man, you know what? He only hit me, said you probably messed up a moonshine. He said you probably got back to moonshine.
Well,
get to it.
I had a little bit of that moonshine, too, see. I heard some of that. I got some gator meat for old damn Harold, too. I got some gator meat for him. And this guy right here, I don't know where he's from. I'm assuming he's from Memphis, Tennessee or somewhere. I got some gator meat for him, too.
No. That's not where he's from. Hey, Henny, can you tell me where you're from again, man?
Atlanta, Georgia, north side, Atlanta, Georgia.
I tell you what, I got some gator meat. I got some buddies down there in Atlanta. I got some gator meat, too, and I got we skin us a pop-on down there in the Everglades. I got some of that for you.
That's what's happening. You bring it down here, post up on the side of the road, and see if you can get some money.
I tell you what, I'm going to give you your portion of it for you.
Hey, don't tell him that, man. He'll be there, man. He'll be there.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you your portion of the gator meat and then give you your portion of the pot, though, and then I'll sell the rest of it. Caesar, I might sell it. So you're talking about fire me, damn it. I might just sell your portion of it, too.
Hey, you know what? I don't really care, man. Do whatever you got to do, man. Make you some money, man, because you're going to need that money to get you a new place when I kick you out of that trailer that I rent your ass.
Well, God damn it, you burned it down, don't you remember?
No, you burned it down. Hey, anyway, Willie, hold on for a second. Let me take some of these phone calls out here. Hold on for a second, brother. Okay. 404, your mic is open. You can make a comment to my man, or you can say whatever you want to say.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, brother?
What's good, man? What's good, man? Hey, man, I'm just checking in for my pot, man. Henny White, man. It's Danny O'Moore from GSC, Northeast Georgia. If you ain't, man, you ain't nobody in Northeast Georgia, you ain't rocking with him, no. Let you know that now.
Wow. Wow. Hey, man,
GSC, man, Northside, what's good?
Yeah,
right,
man.
Right.
The Irish community, man, you got our respect all day, bro. Get at it.
Wow.
That's what's happening. You know I got you, homie.
Already.
Hey, caller, thanks a lot. Hey, what you say you call it? Where you calling from again, caller?
Man, I'm calling in from Northeast Georgia, man.
Right. Now, how far is that from where he lives at? Or, like, on the side where he lives?
Man, Northeast Georgia, man, that's like a whole section, man. That's Atlanta, Athens, Gainesville. Man, the line of good man.
Yeah, he's out here, bro.
Yes, sir. All
okay.
There it is.
Okay. I got you, man. Wow. Okay, thanks a lot, caller, for calling in. We'll all at you later, man.
That's
right,
what's
bro.
Up, man. Big shout out to GSC, man. Irish community. You know what it is.
Yes, sir,
that's
bro.
That's what's up. Okay, guys.
He's not talking about my people over there from Iowa.
Hey, he's gone, man. That dude gone. Hey, Willie, hold on, man. What I say? Hey, 240-240, your mic is open. 240-704, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on? It's JR the Golden Ticket.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
How you doing, bro?
Man, everything's good. What's going on with y'all?
Oh, man, we're just chilling out, man. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from D.C. right now.
Nice, man. Well, give a shout-out, man, and do your thing, brother. We appreciate you calling in and giving us support for the show.
Yeah,
man. Shout out DJ Black, you know what I'm saying? DCP, High Track Records, you know what I'm saying? A lot of moves that we making, you know, Rock Hard, Chick, Top Cat, everybody.
Hey, you got Willie the Redneck on the phone, brother. You got Willie the Redneck on the phone.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Shout out.
Oh,
Hey, I'm right here. I'm right here. Hey, buddy, you can't forget about me. Hell, I'm about to sell you some damn beer. You don't want it. I don't think you want it.
Oh, wow.
It must be yours.
Wow.
Goddamn dogs or something. That's a dog's like yours. I don't know.
Well,
hey, JR,
thank you for calling in, bro.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, man.
Man, no problem,
JR.
Man. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, I just want to salute you, brother. I see you out there working real hard, man. I see you going behind us, and I see you also promote my man Rock Hard Chicks Hollywood, man. We appreciate that. I also want to say thank you for promoting me, man. You've been helping me out a lot, man. I see you out there doing your thing, bro. This is not only an artist. This guy is promoting stuff out here too, man. This guy is breaking his neck to support what we got going on, and I can dig it, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Same back to y'all.
Yes, sir.
Real.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steve, you need an extra shovel?
Hey, hold on. Let me open up another phone line. Let me open my phone line up. 770-361. Your mic is open. You can make a comment.
Hello.
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 Go ahead, caller. You're on the line.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, brother. Go ahead.
Loud and clear, buddy. 10-4, buddy. We hear you.
So this is the boy, J. Bills, Rock Harder, you know what I'm saying, calling in to show Henny White some love. T-Rock told me to call in. I'm T-Rock, new artist. You know what I'm saying? He told me to call in and show some love to Henny White and to give him a call in a three-way once I got on the phone because we're getting ready for a show tonight. You know
okay,
what I'm
okay.
I'm all the way out of Ohio.
I got a question for you, brother. Where are you at in the world?
I'm right now doing shows this whole weekend, but I'm from Ohio. You know what I'm saying? I'm from out of Ohio.
Okay,
okay.
Oh,
you're from Ohio. Out of Ohio.
Hey, you might know my people up there. You know, do you know DJ Johnny O or Big Hef?
Yeah, I know Johnny O.
Okay, do you know Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Yeah, I know who Bone Thugs is.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Johnny
O,
that's my dude. I just talked to him not too long ago.
Okay, man.
We appreciate you calling in, man, and showing some love for Henny White, man. We're dying to go ahead and hear his new song, man. So thank you for calling in. Anybody you want to shout out real quick before we get you off of here?
Hey, Ray, real quick,
I
want to tell my boy Jay, man, I appreciate you calling in, Jay, man. Rock Hardy Entertainment in the building, man. I know who you're shouting out for. DJ T-Rock, man, record breaker, ATL. You already know what time it is. If you need your record broken, ATL, holler at my man DJ T-Rock, Rock Hardy Entertainment.
All day.
Sounds cool, man. I got a question for you guys. What is that brother T-Rock? Where is he from?
T-Rock,
he's
from out there in Nebraska.
In
Nebraska,
okay.
But he's
out
here in the A, yeah.
Okay, breaking
records.
Right. What DJ coalition is he with?
Rock Hardy Entertainment, Rock Hardy DJs.
Okay. Does he not like to get with other coalitions?
Yeah. He messes with the Georgia Record Pool. He messes with a lot of other cats.
Yeah. Tell him to get in touch with me, man. If you don't mind, tell him to get in touch with me, and I'll hook him up with the Nerd DJs.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I'll definitely connect them
okay,
dots.
Cool.
Hey,
shout
out to Jay Blizz, though, man.
Hey, Henny.
Yo.
Yep, Henny.
What's happening?
I got T-Rock on the line right now. He at the club setting up. Rock. What a dog.
T-Rod, what's happening, big guy?
Everything. How you feeling,
Henny? Hey, I'm good, homeboy. Hey, man, DJ Black Caesar's on the line, homeboy. Give everybody a shout-out. Let them know who's breaking these records in ATL, Rock Hardy Entertainment.
First of all, shout-out to DJ Black Caesar. You the man, baby. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. You know, it's your boy, man. Got Henny White out here doing this thing with the North Side Movement, man, and Jay Bill's doing this thing from Ohio, so I'm glad he got on the call as well, and I'm just out here, man, you know, working hard, keeping the Rock Harder brand going. We had the Aquarius Lounge tonight, Piper's night, and then we're going down
tonight. Come on to Aquarius Lounge if you're in the A, man. I'm hitting the A's tonight.
Yeah, Yes, it's like that. And then you also can check out Penny White's new single. You know what I mean? We got them in the mix. We got them banging out there. So we spend it 6 nights a week. So, you know, and of course, as far as breaking records, everybody know I do my part. You know, just one of the DJs to do my part in the game.
Right. Hey, Henny, man. Hey, Henny, I got a question.
Instagram.
Okay, hey, check it out. Hey, DJ, T-Rock, I got a question for you, man. I would like to hook up with you, man. I want you to find me online, man. You go Google search DJ Black Caesar. Caesar spelled C-E-Z-A. That's all you got to do, C-E-Z-A. And when you find that information, get with me, man.
Oh, man, done deal. I'm going to make that happen as soon as I'm done spinning.
Okay, brother, I appreciate it, man.
You got an Instagram, Caesar?
No, sir, I don't have an Instagram, man, and the reason why I don't, hey, but I got a Twitter. My Twitter is @ DJ Black Caesar. You can find me on Twitter, man. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter @DJ
Black Caesar. I was just looking for you to try to follow you on Instagram, but I didn't know where you was at.
Yeah, I didn't really get that. Technology isn't that great for me right now, man. I haven't got into Instagram.
I really wasn't into Twitter
and Facebook, so I think I'm going to stick with them for a while.
hey, the old school way still works, baby.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot, T-Rock, for calling in, man. And thank you, Carl.
We appreciate you guys.
I'll
be to the club in a minute, boss.
Oh, absolutely, man. Not a problem, man. Big shout out to Henny White, man. Y'all check him out. Stay tuned. He's doing his thing, man. Henny White on the grind, baby.
Rock hard. I must love Rock Harder in the building, man. DJ T-Rock. Y'all heard
Henny
from the record breaking himself.
Hey, Henny White, you got a song called I Do It For The Music. I do for the music. You want to tell us about that song for the
I Do Music. I do music.
I got you, brother. I do music.
Okay,
hey, bro. I personally am a fan of that song, man. I'd love to hear it, and then let's talk about it, man. Let's let some of these callers, you know, listen to what Henny White's doing.
Hello.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah. Henny, I was just listening to your song, I Do Music, you know what I'm saying, while we was on the, I think that's the one you got the video to on the YouTube.
Yeah.
That's hot, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm about to sign off, you know what I'm saying? I had to go get ready for this show, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
We got you, bro.
And represent Rock Harder, you feel me? And hopefully I get to come out to one of your shows while I'm down here in the A.
Hey, Colin,
right,
hey,
that's what's good, homie.
Here.
I appreciate the love on the single, man. The I Do Music, man. I appreciate it, bro. We're going to hook
for
up.
Sure. You feel me? I'm T-Rock Artist.
So, yeah, we're going to get it in. All right, homie, we got it.
Yeah,
why
on
it?
Yo. Okay, guys. We're going to play this song by Henny White. Hey, Henny, can you give me a raw premiere of that song?
What's that? I couldn't hear you, homie.
I said, can you give me a world premiere of that song before I play it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. What up, world? You already know what time it is. This is your boy, Henny White, ATL, Northside Resida. This is my single, I Do Music, for everybody out there that just gets classified as a fucking rapper. I do music. I'm not just a rapper, homie. 30 minutes. I'll stop by the grocery store. Don't worry. I know. Hold on a second. Who is this?
Hey, yo, what's happening, partner? I told you I'm going to get with you, man.
Another rapper? Yo. Seems right, like then. Everybody want to be a rapper these days.
What's happening, bro? Henny White, bro.
Henny White, man.
From the streets to the stage, up to the booth. I do music. Henny White, that's the truth. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. From the streets to the stage, up to the booth. I do music, and it white, that's the truth. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. I'm not just a rapper. Don't get it twisted. Henny White, aka BDZ, I'm gifted. Drop hits, hot shit, make the speakers go banana. It's short by the flow, let it shoot what you manna. No need to get crazy, get your mind blown. Sit back, relax, just like a rest of microphone. Music, no, the streets are just a hobby. Get it in your head, we shake it, man, that Ricky Bobby. Okay, never whack, never sack, taking it back to what is real. Slipping in the zone, playing in your dome, just how I feel. Half a time I'm on the track, spit the point and steal. Kill, home team mama, all about it. No, I'm not just a rapper. From the streets to the stage, up to the booth.
I like it. Hey, check it out, brother. We have callers right now. I still got a couple more callers. Let me take this caller right here. Okay, 770-597-597. Hey, caller, have you been on before?
No, man, this is my first time calling, man. Giving a shout out to him.
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we're doing fine, brother. Me and Harold and Willie, we just kicked back, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Chilling, man. Chilling. This church man from Northside GA. Henny, what's up, man?
What's happening with him, church man?
You know I had to call in to show you love, partner.
Man, I appreciate it, homeboy. I appreciate it a lot. That means a lot to hear a lot of folks calling from home. Homie, you know what time it is, Northside in the building.
Yes,
my man,
yes,
church
sir.
Man.
All,
y'all look out for this
good.
Guy.
All good, man. All good. Just showing love, HWNG. Hey, let everybody know Henny White ain't just a rapper. You just heard the single. Dude is a hustler, man. Setting up shows, promoting people, promoting his homeboys. Never turning his back on his real homeboys, man. Remember that. Henny White.
That's what's good, bro. I appreciate the love, brother.
That's what's up right there, man. That's what's up. Hey, Hen, sounds like you're All-American, my man. Man, it sounds like you're out there, brother. It sounds like you're doing a lot, man. It sounds like you got a lot going on. And I salute you, brother, most definitely.
I appreciate that, man. Definitely salute to my man Church, man, that just called in, man. Everybody look out for Church, man. You can look him up, Church, at Churchman Dan.
Cool. Hey, Hen, hold on 1 second. We're going to go to a commercial real quick. We'll be right back with you, brother. More of Hen, man. We'll be right back.
All right.
Worldwide Access TV Music and Entertainment Award Show, Saturday, July 20th, from 8 p.m. until midnight, and the after party from midnight until is $10 all night long. That's 3906 Main Street in Moss Point. Performance spots available, and the nominees are Cash Money Vamp from Vamped Out Productions, YHCMG, Shane Jensen, Everett Webb, Janine Chat, DJ Black Caesar, Thomas Ezel, Reggie Williams Jr., Cut Boy G. De Niro, Derek Caples, Baby Boy, Julie Hitson, Raven Gibbs, Aisha Jade, Super Dave, As It Is, Jay-Z 94.5, 93 BLX, Jack Frost, Lil Monchi, Standard American Web, Ground Core Records, ATL Web Radio, Two Slugs, Super Chad, Hoods Connect Music Group, and the list goes on. Hosted by Artist Romero and Miss Hollywood. That's Worldwide Access TV, Music and Awards Show, Saturday, July 20th.
Yeah, guys. Y'all need to come out and support the cause, man. Y'all are going to be real nice, man. We got some celebrities going to be there also, but I'm not able to let you guys know who it is. You got to show up, man. So you guys come on out. Hey, now, hand
hey,
back
Caesar.
To you, brother. I mean, I know. Yeah, what was that?
That's me, Caesar. Just got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up, Harold?
It's not Harold, man. It's not me,
bro. You know I'm bad with names. Hey, Harold, you know I ain't bad with names, man. I mess you up all the time, man. So don't do me like that today, man. I already got enough of that shit, man. People been doing me like that all day. I mess up a name and they want to crucify me. I'm not that guy. I'm sorry I messed up your name.
Hey, now,
what do you got, Willie? What's going on, man?
I'm right here, Caesar. I got a question for you. Is Willie Nelson going to be there?
Hey, man, I doubt it. You know, I really don't get into country music a lot, man. Now, hell, the hippies can get into it because he does all genres of music, but you know what? I love all types of music.
Let me tell you one thing, though, since we have our guest on the line, bro. Henny White, I Do Music rocks, man. Now, let me tell you, you can go to YouTube and check him out. Or you can go on my own personal Facebook page, Harold the Hippie. Check out Henny White, I Do Music, official music video, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Harold the Hippie. I'm going to definitely hook up with you, man. I appreciate it. I like to stay connected with everybody that's rocking with my music.
Henny, we're having a music festival, 3-day music festival, in support of the Bullying Awareness Foundation in Mississippi in 2014. We'd love to have you guys out and rock the stage with us, bro.
Hey, I'm there, Harold.
Cool.
Caesar,
yeah,
are you
alive, for sure,
bro?
Man.
What's going on?
Do what now?
Are you alive?
I said,
what are you
I'll
doing,
be there
bro?
For sure.
that goes out there.
Yeah, I want you listeners, man. Anybody that wants to work with Henny White, anybody that's got community events, anything, man. I love getting out and talking to people and giving back to the community. You know what I'm saying? If we don't give back, you know what I'm saying, how's the other man supposed to receive?
I'd like to throw a special shout-out to George Zimmerman. Dude, you're a dick.
Hell no, nah, you wild, though.
Hey, George Zimmerman, you're a douchebag. Hey, anyway, Willie, what are you talking about, Willie? What are you saying, Willie? What were you saying, Willie?
Hey, you know, I'm going to tell you something. That damn Harold took the word out of my mouth.
Hey, Harold did it, man. Harold did you like that. What were you saying?
I don't like that goddamn Zimmerman. He make me look bad.
Yeah, bro, he's making me look bad too, man, because a lot of people think he's white, man. This guy is, like, not white, man, and he is, like, so not cool. He is a dick.
Well, I tell you what, Caesar.
Hey.
I got a noose over here for that dude.
Oh, for me?
Not you, goddammit. I'm talking about the damn Zimmerman.
Okay, brother. I thought y'all were talking about me. I had to click over for a minute. Wow. So, you
can't see them
already now, man. Yeah, what's up?
I got one for you, too, buddy.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you, man. I hear you.
Henny White, bro, do you have any merchandise, man, that you sell? Maybe some of your fans would like to purchase some of your merchandise?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely got stickers. I'm going to give them out. You can get it all on the – we're updating the website right now, hennywhitemusic.com. That's HennyWhiteMusic.com. You get T-shirts on there. I want to give a big shout-out to my clothing brand, PSL. I'm the spokesperson for PSL, Passion, Strength, and Loyalty Clothing. So at all my shows, everywhere I go, everybody is able to buy the Passion, Strength, and Loyalty Clothing. Big shouts out to Gorilla Wear. You know, we understand.
Nice, man. Are you on Facebook, bro?
What's that?
Are you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, on Facebook. You can holler at me, same thing, Henny White, HennyWhite. Everything's Henny
cool,
White.
Cool.
Henny White on Twitter, Henny White on Instagram, Henny White on Tumblr, Henny White on Facebook, Henny White on the website, Henny White in your crib, Henny White in your car.
I got a quick question for you, man. Anybody wants to do any collabs, how can they get in touch? If they want to do some collabs with you, how do they get in touch with you?
If somebody wants to promo with me, they can holler at my manager, King Jado, 770-676-4779. If you go on any of my social networks, all of my booking information, all of my contact information on my YouTube, everywhere.
Hey, okay, I got a question for you, buddy. Shut the hell up, Caesar. I got a question for him. Hold on for a second.
Damn, dude. Go ahead, man.
This is a question I got for you. What is your inspiration? This is the thing. The kids right here in this trailer park, they're going damn wild and everything, and the black kids in the black community going wild. You seem like a very positive feller. What kind of words of inspiration you got for the young people out there?
Hey, man, the inspiration that I got for all the young people out there is three words that I tell everybody. Stay hungry, stay humble, stay focused. Hungry, humble, and focused to succeed. Always stay humble to the situations that you get in. Stay focused to get out of them situations and stay hungry because you're always going to succeed. You know, so the biggest thing I could tell everybody is just keep your head up. Don't get clouded in the negative stuff that you involved in. Don't get clouded with the trend in music that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Be your own person. Be an individual. And succeed. Succeed regardless of the circumstances and the cards that you dealt. It's up to you to succeed.
All right. I need you to do me one more favor, buddy. I want you to break that down for me. I got a 2-year-old that's driving me goddamn crazy. She's a terrible damn 2-year-old. She's doing everything under the goddamn budget.
Well, I know what the problem is, man. You need to change your damn diaper.
You know something? Hey, Harold, you might be right, because I ain't changed the diaper in about 2 of them days.
Oh, wow, man. You're starting to slip up, man, just like Caesar.
Hey, man, y'all gotta give me a break, man. I got issues today, man.
I know you do, bro. You babysat my dog and let it eat my stash, dude. Totally uncool.
Yeah. He has his stash, but yeah. What's up?
Hey, Caesar, my sister came home last night with some passion marks on her neck. Had DJ Caesar all over.
Wow, bro, that's a lot of loving. Isn't she like 370 pounds?
Yeah, she gained weight. She said Caesar was cooking a lot of food over there, and she liked it.
Hey, you already know, Harold. Hey, Harold, I'm not going to let you lie on me on national radio, man. I'm not going to let you tell a lie like that. I was not messing with your sister. I don't like men. I don't deal with women that have beards and mustaches. I don't do that, brother. Now, that was Harold the Hippie that was messing with your sister. She drove a little scooter all the way up to Washington, D.C. to see this brother, but he's going to lie about it and turn the thing on me. But I'm not going to let you get away with that, Harold. I'm not going to let you guys lie on me this time. You dig?
Well, okay, fine, man. He was watching my dog while I was out at the park with your sister. Those are my passion marks on her neck and her thigh. But what are you doing looking at her thigh anyway?
I'm going to tell you something. She came home and she took a shower. She just walked to her bedroom and I saw her, buddy. I mean, what the hell are you trying to say?
I was trying to do it right, man, because I know you owe her child support, bro. There's no way you should be having a sister with your kids, bro.
Wait a minute.
That's what a redneck does. Willie the Redneck likes making love to his sister, man. You know, he can't help it. He's a redneck, man. That's what they do down in the South.
Hold up, Caesar. She was hanging out in Atlanta, Georgia with some guy that's a rapper. I think it's the same guy on the phone right now.
Oh, you think it was him?
Hey.
Hey, man, you don't mess with people like that, man. I know you don't do it, man. I'm not going to let you out my boy hands. Now you're telling them a lie. Hey, man, you need to stop lying, Willie, and wake up, dude. That's what you need to do. You're just out there, Caesar, man.
Hold up. Caesar, if my memory is correct, she said his name was Hen White or something.
Hey, I'm done with it. I'm going to shut it down.
Wait a minute, buddy. Hey, Hen, I got a question for you. All this money you're making, when the hell are you going to pay my sister child support?
When she shows me them test results, homie.
Hey, Hen. I hear you, brother. Hey, guys, check it out. My man's right. He's talking crap, man. We're going to go to another song right quick. This is my boy Chuck Taylor. Check it out. You heard.
What you work for, 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 what you work
my name that they call me Nessie. My wrist ain't rocky, my money can't fit in my pocket. You think that that's big ballin', but you really ain't got nothing on me. I'm getting paid in the club, you know we turned up as I put on my shade. We drink it till we throw up, can't remember they name. In the morning when we wake up, they come in, they go out, they come in, we kick them out. It's one thing that I already know.
Wide world.
I heard you just hit a lake, got a meek over some of them. Every time you hit the mall, got a couple new fit with a brand new fit.
That's what you heard for what you heard.
I heard you was stuck in the street, I heard you was so nasty. Heard you bring about 100 new things that every week.
That's what you heard for what you heard.
I heard you moved out the hood, I heard you was living real good. Heard you bought a new old school mind with a leather in the wood.
That's what you heard for what you heard.
I heard you got popped by the vice, I heard you got spotted by the life. I heard you was spent on the word on the block, cause your ass ain't right.
That's what you heard for what you heard. What you heard for what you heard. What you heard for what you heard. What you heard for 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 what you heard.
Yeah, that was Chuck Taylor doing his thing right there. But back to Hen, man. Hen, I got another question for you, brother. I know you got. I know it's all about time for us to get ready to go, man. We got like 22 minutes to go and 40 seconds. But I got another question for you. When you were a little kid, did you ever sing in the choir or rap with your parents? Did you ever do anything like that? Did you ever rap for your parents? Did you ever do anything like that?
Nah, but you know what I'm saying? I did play on the keyboard a lot. I did play the keyboard, a lot of piano, and mess around with various instruments, you know what I'm saying, as a very young child. Really got into really messing with beats before I ever started doing rap music, probably around the age of 9, so.
Nice. So, I got another question for you. Were you good with the girls?
You already know that. Got $1 million
mouthpiece.
No, I don't know that, man.
You don't want me to get on here gassing myself up now. I got you, bro. I got you. I can dig it, man. You sound like me, man. Hey, but, man, check it out, man. I know Harold the Hippie is dying to ask you one last question or two last questions or three or four. I know Willie the Redneck is killing himself in his seat right now because that dude is ready to cut some grass and milk some cows and feed his chickens. But I got another question for you all, dude. I got somebody on the phone line that has a question. They have their hand up like most of the night. So I'm going to push their mic right now and see what they got to ask, man. 870, your mic is open. You're live. You go tell them, ask my man, whatever. What's up?
Oh, my God. I've been waiting to get on the phone all night, please. But anyway,
congratulations
to you. Congratulations to you. Much love. I ain't even finna go all up into the Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wow. Thank you, doll. Thank you, doll. So she's congratulating me because I got that deal with Black Smoke Music Group. I'm going to be the president of their distribution out there, guys. If you don't know who they are, you will know by the end of the week. You all know who they are because we're going to promote them all over. We're on Facebook right now. Promoting my man, Kim, because Kim is the CEO over there. He was just on the radio show. Hey, is that Kitty Pink out there? What's up, Kitty Pink?
Yes, baby, this is Kitty Pink, K-I-D-D-Y. Ooh, I've been waiting all night to go out here and say something.
Hey, Kitty, I've been missing you.
Henny White, you hear me, baby?
Yo, what's good, what's good?
I just want to say
I can't hear what you're saying.
I wanted to say that I most definitely respect the message because often they just see us as artists and they don't realize, yo, this is our life. This is our music. Salute.
That's what's good, man. I appreciate it. It means a lot for me to hear you say that.
Already. See, my phone about to go dead because I've been having me on this phone all night. Y'all making explicit come out.
I apologize to you, baby. I'm sorry that I had the phone so long, but, man, you just don't know what was going on with the phone line. Man, they were going crazy for me anyway. What's up, really?
Already. He's awesome. I respect him. He's awesome.
I Henny said it. Make sure you follow me on my social networks. Henny White, H E N N Y W H Y T E.
And you make sure you follow me on this. IDDY, Kitty Pink.
Hey, this was
Pink
good.
Kitty, I want you to do me a favor.
What, baby?
Hey, this guy kept your phone all day. I'm like, I want you to curse this bastard out for me.
No, I'm not cursing him out. I'm not going to kill his vibe. Because my homie
doing
big things.
Now, Nick, what's up with that, Willie Redneck? You always trying to start
something, man.
Why don't you just step back to the cows, man?
I'm going to tell you something. Everything you're doing don't mean diddly squat to me, so your dog won't hunt.
Hey, you know what, man? Get out of my trailer, man. Walk out the door and just exit the trailer right now.
Hey, see, Pete,
if you're not out there about it tonight, man, I swear, I'm gonna do something real bad to you, brother.
Hey, listen, hey, see, I'm gonna tell you something. I appreciate this new trailer you got. Hey, Brandon Willie, baby, you're the forward Pink Kitty in that goddamn bachelor season.
Yeah. Hey, is Hell still there? What's up, Hell? You ain't
saying Hell the Hippie? Bro, I'm here, man. I'm just checking out Bosses That Meet Bosses, man. This 2013 July to August edition with our host, the guy that we have on here right now, our special guest. Sorry, man. It's Henny White, and you can check him out, man. Get your copy, man. Bosses That Meet Bosses, man. He's in the magazine. It's really cool, man. I'm sitting here reading the article now.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Definitely. You beat me to it, Harold. I was going to plug that, man. Shouts out to the Fur King, Bosses That Meet Bosses magazine. They gave me the cover of the magazine, and I got a two-page spread inside of it. I definitely want to give a big shout-out to Bosses That Meet Bosses magazine. Also want to give a big shout-out to the Wave magazine that featured me in their July edition also.
Album out, man. What Up World, bro. And hey, I tell you, I can tell it's going to be a hit.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate all the support, Harold. You know I'm going to fuck with you.
Absolutely, bro. And hey, we love you, man. We appreciate you, dude, coming on the show, man. I know that you got things to do, man, so we don't want to hold you up, bro.
Hey, I got a shout out to give out. Can I give it out?
Go ahead, bro.
I want to give a shout out to my man King Jad Doe out there. Actually, my man's manager for Henny White. So I want to give a shout out to him. But brother, keep your shorts on, brother. We got you, baby. We got you. So we want everybody to be happy. We want everybody to be satisfied. But you guys, hey, you know what? Just check out my man Henny White. Check him out all day long. Like my man said, my man actually has him posted on his page right now. If you guys go to Harold the Hippie's page, you'll see him right there. See him right there. So check him out, guys. He's a hot artist, and he's somebody we're going to be working with. So I hope you guys are satisfied with that. Oh, we got another caller. We got another caller right quick. Let me see what this is. Okay. 404, your mic is open. 565, your mic is open.
Yo, what up?
What up, bro?
What's going on, man? Hey, I just want to call
in
and give a shout-out to my man anyway.
Okay, brother.
Yo,
what's up?
Appreciate it.
Right.
What's happening, partner?
Hey,
what's good?
Hey, you know who this is, right?
Who is this?
It's your man, Regular Clothing, big boy.
That's what's happening, man. What's happening, bro? Frank Green, Red Gorilla Clothing, PSL.
Frank Green,
yes, sir.
Hey, just so everybody knows, this is the president of PSL Clothing, you know what I'm saying, that I got the endorsement deal with. So big shout out to Frank Green, PSL. I appreciate all the love and support these cats that gave me.
Shout out to you, brother. You know I got your back, man. I just wanted to call in and make sure I did what I was supposed to do, man. You know I'm following the movement. And I'm just happy to see you're growing, man. You're doing bigger and bigger things every day, so I'm loving it.
That's what's good, man. So, yeah, big shouts out to everybody that's called, man. Frank Green in the building, PSL. If you don't mind, Caesar, I want to give a few shouts out real quick, man. Huge shout out to my manager, King Jado.
Go ahead, King.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I want to give a big shout out to DJ Black Caesar for having me on the show, Harold the Hippie for supporting me so much, Willie for talking shit and keeping stuff interesting. I want to give a huge shout out to Rock Carter Entertainment, HWMG Multimedia, everybody that's out here on the north side that supports what I'm doing, everybody that's in Mississippi, all the listeners that's on the station right now, man, and everybody in the nation that's rocking with the Henny White brand. What a world.
Hold on, thank you, brother. That's cool right there. I'm not looking at the Facebook. Hey, Willie, I can't even hear you, man. Your phone is, you about to disappear, Willie. You're getting real small, man. It's like you're getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. I can't hear you. Willie, you still there?
Rob, bro, hey, can I go ahead and answer this next call?
Yeah, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, caller, you're on the line. Go ahead. Yes, hi, this is Steve. I need to speak with Willie. Willie, are you there? Hello, Willie.
I think that's just dropped, Willie, man. His phone just dropped. He'll probably call
okay,
back
well,
in, but let me see.
I need to get in touch with him. I need him to report in tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock sharp. This is his probation officer.
Oh, wow. Let me get back on the phone, man. Hold on one second, brother. Oh, man, his probation officer calling into my show. That's crazy right there. Never had that happen.
I apologize, no disrespect, but I've been trying to catch up with him for almost 2 weeks now.
Wow, really? Oh, my God. Okay, sir, hold on one second. I'm going to get him on the phone for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No problem, brother. Okay, guys. Let me dial his number right quick and see if he answers. Wow, you better freak
hey,
out.
Hey, Caesar.
Wait.
I got somebody on the phone line that wants to speak to you real quick, man, and it's kind of scary.
Willie, we have a major problem. You were supposed to report to me 2 weeks ago. I need you in my office tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, or I'm going to violate your probation.
Wait a minute. What the hell are you talking about? I didn't violate no goddamn probation.
Willie, you were supposed to be in here 2 weeks ago in my office, and you failed to show up.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I didn't show up. I've been drinking moonshine. I've been having some milk, so I couldn't come up in there like that.
Okay, Willie, this is the last straw. You have till tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock sharp, and you might want to bring your no-good-for-nothing lawyer with you.
Wow.
Hold up. Let's work this out real quick, buddy. I've been smoking on some milk. You know where milk is, right?
I am unaware of what you're doing, and it'd be very wise for you not to talk about that. Just make sure you're
what?
In here in my office tomorrow at 9 o'clock sharp.
Hey, Willie, check it out, Willie. You might need to be quiet right now, man. This dude is serious. This brother just said you revoked your probation by doing something you shouldn't have done, and you haven't seen him in 2 weeks, so just go ahead and see him, Willie, because you did me scared right now, man. You're probably not going to be on the show. Hey, you know what? Like I said, next week, we're going to find you anyway, so go ahead and do your probation thing, man.
Hold up, Caesar. Hold up. I'm going to tell everybody out there, I'm not guilty. I'm guilty by association affiliation with this goddamn Caesar right here. Caesar's a goddamn
Caesar.
No, you're
guilty. You're guilty because you did the crime, whatever it was. You did it, Willie. You did it. I know you did it. Because, hey, and it's probably something with your sister.
Well, half the problem is he was stealing livestock. And, you know, it's not right.
Oh, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that shit.
So at this point, this will be the last straw. If you want to violate probation and go back, that's up to you. You have to be in here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock sharp.
Hey, Willie, just be quiet and go, man.
Whatever, I bring you some moonshine, buddy.
Hey, Willie, when you talk to a white man, just say yes, sir, and go in. Go in. Put the handcuffs on yourself.
I will not condone this type of behavior on the phone or off the phone. Willie? This is the last straw. I'm gone.
Wow. Hey, sir,
wow,
you
man,
there,
dude,
man.
You really, like,
hey,
pissed
sir,
him off,
there.
Bro.
Gas in my blunt, watching ESPN. And if that pussy good, I wanna All my niggas gangsters, all my bitches freaks. I tickle her pussy, got that pussy tickle pink. I'm the heart of the streets, and I just skip the beat. And if that pussy sweet, I want that candy trick or treat. I got diamonds in my teeth, so all my words are precious. I'm so fucking hot, I'ma need some more S's, man. I'm on some other shit. I want another bitch, that want another bitch. And I don't cuddle, bitch, I hit her with that shovel dick. I got in that pussy and dug a dick. Some people gotta punch the clock. Man, I'd rather punch a brick, cause I'm that nigga. And I'm so cold, I just shiver. These niggas think they hard, these niggas just nipples. I pop a nigga like a sickle, drop a nigga like a missile. More money, more issues, I size you up then fit you, don't
you?
Yo, yo, you're back with DJ Black Caesar. Hey, Harold Hippie, I got a question for you, brother. Can you
go
let
ahead,
everybody
bro.
Know what we got? Can you let everybody know what we got coming up in January, man? Because the show is basically over right now, but you still have about 2 minutes counting down. So can you let everybody know what's going on in January, please?
Basically, what we're doing is the Bullying Awareness Foundation of 2014. We're having a music festival in January in Mississippi. It's hosted by DJ Black Caesar and Friend Show. And we're going to have, like, barbecue cook-off, chili cook-off. We're going to have tons of different bands and genres of music. And we are more than happy to, you know, have you guys submit applications by, you know, way of DJ Black Caesar or even DC Productions. Send in your videos because we will be picking artists to come out and help us raise money and stop bullying. So we're going to be in support of the Bullying Awareness Foundation.
And,
DJ Black Caesar,
you
there, bro?
No, we're some major entertainment coming too, but we just don't know who we're going to pick yet.
Absolutely. That's why it's really important for them to go ahead and submit their videos and their music and their pictures. They can actually send it to my management company, DC Music Man, who is DC Productions. They can send it to his email at dcproductions01@yahoo.com. And DJ Black Caesar, give them your email, bro.
Yeah. You guys also can get my email, which is djblackcaesar@gmail.com. That's DJ Black, B-L-A-C-K. Caesar, E-V-A, @gmail.com. Also, you can call me up on my personal hotline, which is 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. You guys need to come and get involved, man. We got a lot going on. We want everybody to be involved. Everybody's going to make money at the end of the day. We're going to pay everybody out there, so you guys get in touch with us. You most definitely have a job for those 3 days. Hey, you know what? Hey, Harold, you know who we need to get?
Yeah, we need to get Willie to stay off of probation so he can be there with us.
Scooby-Doo, baby.
What's up,
yo. What's up, my man? Listen, this is a question. Yo, Harold, what's up, baby?
Hey, bro, what's going on, man? You smoking on one of those things?
Yeah, my man, I'm doing this right now, baby. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm calling about, baby. This gonna come and see that I want you to dig this real good, baby. Because you owe me some money, baby. I'm the one who helped you get Willie out the jail. You know, out the pen, baby. You know, I was a lawyer, baby. You know, I did lawyer things for you, baby. You know, you need to owe me some money, baby.
Hey, check it out. I'm glad you said that, man. Check it out. This is what the guy said. He said you're crooked A lawyer, you're disturbing lawyer, you're not so good lawyer, you need to bring him with you also. So he called you out.
Wow, bro. Sounds like the lawyer and Willie, man, you guys are in a lot of trouble, bro. Maybe they're gonna try to knock out a new herd with one stone.
Let me explain this to you, baby.
Sorry, I had for you, brother. Sounds like you're going back to jail, man.
Wow,
man. I never went to law school, baby. I was a prison lawyer, baby. I used to get everybody off the hook about everything, baby. And, you know, I feel sorry for Willie. You know, me and Willie, we go way back, you know, you know, he gave me some moonshine a couple of years ago, baby. You know what I'm saying? It was some good shit, isn't it? You know what I'm saying?
Scooby, hold on for a second, brother. We got to take a break real quick. Hold on for 1 second, brother.
Worldwide wow, Access bro. TV Music and Entertainment Awards Show, Saturday, July 20th, from 8 p.m. until midnight, and the after party from midnight until. It's $10 all night long. That's 3906 Main Street in Moss Point. Performance spots available. And the nominees are Cash Money Vamp from Vamped Out Productions, YHCMG, Shane Jensen, Everett Webb, Janine Chat, DJ Black Caesar, Thomas Ezell, Reggie Williams Jr., Cut Boy G. De Niro, Derek Caples, Baby Boy, Julie Hitson, Raven Gibbs, Aisha Jade, Super Dave, As It Is, Jay-Z 94.5, 93BLX, Jack Frost, Lil Monchi, Standard American Web, Ground Floor Record, ATL Web Radio, Two Slugs, Super Chad, Hoods Connect Music Group, and the list goes on. Hosted by Artist Romero and Miss Hollywood. That's Worldwide Access TV, Music and Awards Show, Saturday, July 20th.
Yeah, guys. You guys need to check that out. Everybody needs to be there. You need to have your clothes together, man. I got my suit made, so you guys already know me. I got the DJ Black Caesar shirt, believe me. I got it made, man. I'm going to be there with my front and my stuff, going to get my award, get my certificate, whatever they got to give me, man. I'm going to get mine and get off the stage real quick. But I'm going to thank everybody out there. It's going to be a televised event in 15 different cities. So if you got a TV, guess what? It might be one of your cities that we'll be in, man. So you guys need to check that out. My man said the cameras will bust out as soon as we get there. So it's going to be televised. Everything's going to be on television. So guess what? Here's the television areas right now where they're going to be at. It's going to be in Texas, Kansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Dallas, Texas. I already said Texas, but anyway, it's going to be in Dallas, Texas, Florida, the Panama City. It's going to be the Keys also. So you guys need to stick around and check it out. So it's going to be really nice. Hey, Harold, do you remember any other channels that he said it's going to be at, other than what I just said?
I think he said something about being on the Fox Network.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I know. He said something about Fox Network. I'm not sure what channel. I know that, you know, the big problem is that Willie's not going to be able to watch it because he doesn't even have a TV.
Wow, man. Wow. Hey, guys, you guys need to check that out, guys. Everybody out there listening in, you need to check out the show. It's going to be a hot show, guys. Hey, you know what? I might not be here next week. Or I'll be here next week. We're going to have a great show next week. Let me see what we got coming. Let me see what we got next week. Let me check right quick. This is something I usually don't do. I usually don't tell you guys who we got coming in. But today, I'm going to share a little information with you guys. What is next week? That will be what is that, Harold? I see it right now. You know what? I'm not gonna tell you guys next week, man. I changed my mind.
I didn't tell you guys you shut your goddamn mouth, Caesar. You shut your goddamn mouth. I know damn well you know Hunter Scobie. He's not a goddamn certified lawyer to come out there and try to help me with my goddamn case.
Hey, Willie.
I never told him, baby.
Check it out. It's 9:00. You need to be in the bed right now, getting ready to go see your probation officer bright and early in the morning. That's what you need to be doing. Get off the phone.
Also,
the show is over.
I'd like to get one last word in, bro.
Yeah, what's up, Will?
Next week, I would like everybody, if you look on DJ Black Caesar's Facebook page right now, we have our guest for next week. It's Willie the Redneck's sister. And we are taking applications for her to start dating. Look on DJ Black Caesar's page. And anybody that is interested, give us a call in next week to date Willie the Redneck's sister.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and check it out. Hey, guys, you go to my page. Also, you guys follow me on Twitter at DC Black Caesar. And follow me at DJ Black Caesar. And also check us out online. We're all over. Hey, Google search my name, guys. That's all you got to do. Google search my name, DJ Black Caesar, and you'll find out everything I got going on. And also check out DC Productions and check that brother out. That guy has a lot of things going on over there. DC the Music Man, that's the dude right there. That's my guy right there. Check him out, guys. But check it out. Next week we'll be back at the same time. The show will start at 7 o'clock Central Time. So be here next week and check out what's going on, everybody. We love you guys and want everybody to party, party, party like you. Hardy, hardy, hardy. Thank you, guys. Chicken balls and fat back grease. Thank you. One. What's up, everybody?